This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me in the JPR studios today, coming down from Portland, is the band Quiet Life. Sean Spellman, Philippe Bronstein, Thor Jensen. Welcome, guys. Welcome to JPR.
Thanks for having us. It's good to be here.
You guys are originally from the East Coast. I referenced you as a Portland band coming down from Portland, but that's not where you guys are from, right?
Well, we are a Portland band now, but we all originally started playing together in a town called New London, Connecticut.
And what was there? Just growing up there, or?
I was born there. Yeah, I think we just kind of, we were all there for a while, and that's where the band started off. But we've been out west for a good chunk of time now.
Did you guys all know each other as teenagers, 20-somethings?
Or? Actually, no, I didn't meet Thor until I was out of college. And, you know, Ryan's my brother, so I've known him for a little bit now.
Where's he at now, by the way? He's wandering around somewhere.
Video games in the van, I think. We rented a van that has a video game system in it, so it's, you know, hard to get the drummer out of there now.
And is it true, you guys founded the band about a decade ago now, right? 2004?
Yeah, almost.
So
yeah.
Congratulations on 10 years.
Thanks, man. It's been a trip.
That's heavy.
Whew. Yeah. Feeling old.
You don't look it.
Thanks.
At all. You got a brand new album out that we'll talk about. Literally came out 3 days ago. It's called Housebroken Man. The one we're familiar with is the previous record called Wild Pack. Mm-hmm. Are you going to play new stuff today, or a little combination of both, or what?
I think we're going to play a bunch of tunes off of Housebroken Man.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is really the first time that we're going to hear them out here on JPR.
Great.
You mentioned moving to Portland. You moved west, but it wasn't originally to Portland, right?
It was to San Luis Obispo, California.
And did that just not work out as a home base?
No, it worked out great, but it's, you know, it was just kind of...
There's a story. I could tell Philippe's laughing, so there's got to be a story.
They just had a good time out
there. We had a great time in San Luis Obispo. It was sunny. It was beautiful. But we had to leave town every weekend to play music mostly. So we decided we wanted to be somewhere with more going on in that sense. So
does Portland work out that way? A lot of
perfectly.
In-town gigs and pretty
Portland's
easy to get
been
up
great
and down.
To us, so.
And you guys have traveled a lot. Listening to some of the other interviews and reading some of them that you've done online, you've been to Alaska more than once, right? a couple of times.
Yeah,
we've
been to Alaska 3 times now, I think. It's been amazing. It's really
nice
up there.
Are they different shows when you're up in Alaska?
Oh, you don't know what you're going to get when you go to Alaska. Yeah, it's an adventure tour, that's for sure.
Quiet Life, my guests in the JPR studios, their newest album. It is a 5-song EP. It's called Housebroken Man. Came out just a couple of days ago out on Mama Bird Records. What do you guys want to do first?
Let's do Shaky Hand.
Let's go.
Hey Mary, it's an early day. You got a man that can't relate. Got a kid they're gonna take away if you say the wrong thing. Hey babe, try to make it right. Try to leave with another guy. Try to go when the moon is high and the lights are all down. And you've been pouring drinks. You've been chatting out some other things. But you've been staying out too late, I think. But who am I to care? No, I try to be an honest man. But you've been coming home at 3 a.m. And you've been holding with a shaky hand. Something isn't right. She's got a face that I won't forget. I can see her hair blowing in the wind. I did some things that I will regret on the day that I go. She's got a reason to go, I guess. She's gonna leave on the day she said. I did some things that I will regret on the day that I die. Thank you. know Jake's got a better job, but I'm telling you, it's all he's got. I saw him down at the liquor stop, just like your old man. When you ask me how I'm getting by, it is true that you've been on my mind, and I've been easy on the bottle like you said that I should. She's got a face that I won't forget. I can see her hair blowing in the wind. I did some things that I will regret on the day that I go. She's got a reason to go, I guess. Yeah, she's gonna leave on the day she said. I did some things that I will regret on the day that I die. You go with my things you had. I've got some clothes and the keys you left. I've got your dress underneath my bed if you want it back. But I'll be gone if you're stopping by. Crack the door and I leave the light. Yeah, I'll make the bed and I'll draw the blinds if you wanna come home. If you want to come home.
That is Quiet Life, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their new EP just out called Housebroken Man. Where does Quiet Life come from? How did that name come to you?
It was originally inspired by a song from a band called The Jealous Sound that my brother liked a lot about 8 years ago and still likes. And I don't know. We just rolled with it. You know, we've had it ever since. You know, it's been part of us now.
And it wasn't used.
You know, it's funny because it's used by a couple other bands now in a clothing company in L.A. called The Quiet Life. But so every once in a while, we'll show up at a gig and there'll be a poster of a press release and press photo that's not us.
Somebody should book a festival.
Quiet Life.
Just All Quiet Lives.
We're on tour with a band called Arc Life right now, who's really good. So it's a life tour. Tour for life.
So there were really three founding members of the band, right? You and your brother and Craig Rupert.
Correct.
And now that's changed as well as Craig?
Yeah, we've had a lot of different lineups over the years.
Yeah. Just people finding other interests and moving on to different bands?
Reasons, for sure. Everybody comes and goes, you know. It's been a rotating cast.
And being able to handle the lifestyle of traveling a lot, right?
That is very true. Yeah.
I want to talk about travel because you guys travel in a somewhat unique way and you make a lot out of it. You talk a lot about it. We'll get to that in a bit, but let's hear another tune first. What do you want to play?
Let's do Housebroken Man.
A well-spoken housebroken man. Strong enough to make a living off the land. And he's laying off the bourbon and the weed. Yeah, he's living like the living's supposed to be. And he's loving like a man was meant to do. Till the night is through. Thank you. kitchen baking me a pumpkin pie. And she's tumbling down the mountain at full speed. And she is taking care of me and my every need. And she's singing like the bluebirds always do, till the night is through. Thor Jensen on the guitar. Bourbon and the weed. Yeah, he's living like the living's supposed to be. And he's loving like a man was meant to do, till the night is through. And she's singing like the bluebirds always do, till the day's through. Till the day is through.
That is Quiet Life live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album is called Housebroken Man. So just before the tune, I mentioned in reference your somewhat unique method of travel. And to a degree, not that different. You travel in a van, but you have converted this van to be eco-friendly. You're running it on used cooking oil, cooking grease, right?
Gets us around.
Was that a passion of one of yours, unique from making music as a band?
Yeah, I mean, my brother was touring with another band years ago, and they ran their vehicle on waste vegetable oil. And so ever since we discovered that that was a possibility, we've wanted to do it. It took us about 5 years to find the vehicle and actually make it happen, but it's pretty much the main reason why we're able to tour so much and get our music out there, you know.
And you've managed to maintain the same vehicle the whole time?
It's the same vehicle, and yes, it's taken a lot of maintaining, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you've named it, right?
We call her Greasy Pete. Yeah, actually, you know,
you never quite thought exactly how that works, right?
Yeah, her Greasy Pete. Your vehicle's got to be a woman, right? I mean, but
yeah, but Greasy Pete.
Greasy Pete, yeah, named after Sneaky Pete, famous pedal steel player.
Well, we're definitely in a community where the stuff is in high demand, but if we can help hook you up, we'll definitely put the word out.
Yeah,
there's a place on your website, right, where people can actually fill out a form to
exactly.
donate.
Exactly. You can donate fuel if you have it. Can I tell a quick story about
Absolutely.
Ashland?
Sure.
Cool. We got stuck in Ashland 2 years ago, right before Christmas. Our transmission went, unrelated to the grease. And we were stuck, my brother and I. We were driving back from Tucson at the end of a tour from Tucson to Portland, and We were here for 5 days or something. And yeah, so we had to get our transmission rebuilt. We weren't sure if we were going to make it home for Christmas or not. And ever since then, we've just like, I think we've bonded with the town and like met a lot of people here that we really like. So it's cool. Now we always stop in Ashland on tour whenever we can, whenever we're driving through. So I feel like I know this place a lot better than I ever thought I would.
You know? Right on. Has that part of touring, being always on the lookout for new fuel, added a level of headache to an already difficult thing to do, which is travel all over the country and figure out logistics and lodging and all that?
It's definitely added time because, you know, when you have the potential to recycle vegetable oil to fuel your vehicle and not pay for it, you become totally obsessed with it. So we've been late. Before, we had Dan, our tour manager, with us. We were late to lots of gigs because we were looking for grease, and now we're being more efficient with it. But even if we fill up one time on a tour, it's still just as rewarding, you know?
Does it get a little sketchy sometimes, the places where you're looking?
Yeah, we were actually in, where was it? I think it was in Reading one time. I opened a grease trap, like one of the big dumpsters up, and a whole school of rats just jumped out of it, and it was like 100 degrees, and it was just disgusting. It was very unpleasant.
Well, I would imagine that this project also connects you to people in ways that you wouldn't connect with just through music.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Totally.
You talk to lots of people in the community, and probably are able to expand your fan base of people saying, "Oh, hey, by the way, not only do we need some grease for fuel, but we make music. Why don't you come check us out at one of the shows?"
Yeah, they go hand in hand for sure, and it's cool. It's nice to meet folks that are in that world, like of renewable fuels and things like that, and then realize that a lot of times they're also into this type of music that we play, and it's nice.
You know, going back a bit, Big Green had a sound more like kind of what we're hearing today, more of an acoustic sound. We got the trio in here with two acoustic guitars and a mandolin. Wild Pack got a little bit bigger. You've got a really long cast of characters that guested on individual tracks. Housebroken Man, a little bit bigger sound still. Is that an intentional direction that you're going?
I think it just kind of happened the way it happened. Yeah, we weren't really. I mean, I know that on Wild Pack we were trying to get as many Portland friends involved as possible, and that definitely added to the sound of the record. But this recent EP was kind of just a random collection of songs that we did over the past couple of years. So, but the next record is definitely going to be a bit of a departure from.
It's only been 3 days. You're moving on.
I know. Yeah, well, we just finished a new record too. It's funny how that works, you know.
So we're hearing songs from Housebroken Man, but we're not really hearing them the way that they are in the album, right? What can we expect when we start spinning the tunes on the album?
I think they're kind of similar. They're just definitely a little bit louder with the drums and stuff. And
you have drums and keys?
Yep, that's this guy right here, Philippe. He grabbed this mandolin and doing a heck of a job.
Literally just an hour ago. Amazing proficiency. So you got a new album. Is it already in the can, or are you in process right now?
It's pretty much in the can.
Wow.
We spent the past 2 weeks before we started this tour in Philadelphia making the record. We're almost done mixing, and yeah, it should be out early 2015.
It's Sean Spellman along with Philippe and Thor in the JPR Studios, the band Quiet Life. The new album is called Housebroken Man. Guys, thanks for stopping by and taking some time. Will you play us one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. Let's do Messing Around. Let me get up off my chair for this one a little bit. All
right.
Or at least on the edge of it, yeah.
Yeah. You had kind of told me, but I had to figure out the rest on my own. You had sort of warned me which way this is gonna go. You had kind of let me down, and now I gotta figure things out. If I don't die before I get old, I'll quit messing around. Well, I had already decided, I'd already made up my mind, I'd already confided, and I put my heart on the line. And I looked you up, I stared you down, I chased you all over this town. So one more time, I fill your cup, but then you gotta quit messing around. Messing around, messing around. You're messing around, oh, you're messing around. You're messing around, oh, you're messing around. So one more time, I fill your cup, but then please quit your messing around. I've done some things that I will surely soon have the chance to deny. I've done some things that I regret, and I've taken my piece of the pie. Well, there are roads in Tucson that I should not have gone down, and there were ones in LA too when we were there messing around. Messing around, you're messing around. Messing around, oh, we're messing around. We're messing around, messing around. Well, there were roads down in LA too. When we were there, we were messing around. Well, you can hold me tight from that hotel in Asheville where you've been staying. So meet me down Texas, please. That's where our tour will end. I blame it on your dirty man. I'll go home, wherever that is, when we're done messing around. Messing around. We're messing around. We're messing around, yeah. We're messing around. We're messing around. We're messing around. Well, I'll go home wherever that is when we're done messing around. Yeah, we're messing around. Oh, messing around. We're messing around and around and around. We're messing around. Oh, messing around. Yeah, I'll go home wherever that is when we're done messing around.
That is Quiet Life, live here on Jefferson Public Radio with music from their new album. It's called Housebroken Man. It's Sean Spellman, Philippe Bronstein, I get it right?
Yeah, you got it.
Thor Jensen, and Ryan Spellman wandering around or playing video games somewhere out in the van. Guys, thanks so much for dropping by. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.